Hey, thanks for joining us. This is Barb Rosberg, Gary Rosberg's wife, and we are America's Family Coaches. And today, Gary, I am so excited to shine brightly the light of Jesus Christ upon you as you have written a brand new book, Guard Your Heart, Men's Edition. Folks, you can get it either in paper or in an ebook style. Whatever you enjoy doing, be sure and get it. Every man listening, and also for those of us who love the men in our lives, need to get a copy for those men. But as we begin today and we talk about a little bit of what we review, Gary, in a past program, we talked about how sexual attack on a man, sexual temptation is a frontal attack. We ended the program with there should be no hint of any sexual immorality upon a man. In this setting, we're talking about men. Can you break that down in summation for us? I mean, when a man's around someone and there is a hint, what would you do as another man, or what would you recommend that a wife do in that setting?
Well, Barb, years ago, Tom Eisenman wrote a landmark book called Temptations Men Face. He talks about 12 steps to an affair. And the first few steps, I think, are a hint of sexual immorality. It's what happens when a guy has a readiness. And I love the way Eisenman writes about that. It's something going on in the chest of a guy that he is isolating from his wife. They're not connected. They're not experiencing intimacy. And I mean emotional and spiritual, let alone sexual. And the guy is beginning to open up the door to self-deception and other deception. And there's a readiness in his spirit. I mean, his antenna are clogged. And that's when the hint of sexual immorality occurs, is when there's a readiness. Then he becomes alert, Eisenman says, to some other woman, or in this case, I think the image of a woman through pornography, in his sphere of contact. And it's a bleep that begins to ping on his radar. And all of a sudden, instead of being sold out for Jesus Christ, first, sold out to his wife, second. And there is a direct correlation on the order of that, because it's not just in your flesh being sold out to your wife. It's a spiritual issue. It's being sold out to Christ, because Christ wants to find you blameless and walking with him, a righteous man, as Psalm 15 says. So it's a guy that's sold out to Christ, sold out to his wife, and that alertness and readiness doesn't happen. Because then when Eisenman says, it starts to move towards innocent meetings where you meet this person, you're lingering in your contact, and all of a sudden you get to step 11 and you've got sexual intercourse occurring. And then stage 12, which is absolutely taking a tragedy to a pandemic, and that's where you have acceptance. And that's where a man or a woman has decided we're too far along, we can't turn back. And so, Barb, I think a hint of sexual immorality is when we allow any introduction of the image of another woman or another woman into the life of a man. And, you know, Barb, I love to say one woman is plenty. I mean, and I say that in love, and you're my wife and you're the plenty. But with all of the reality, you know, really, I mean, and if a guy was sitting in here with me, he'd agree with me. Why would you put down your guard and enter in to another man's wife? Solomon writes about that. Why would you engage the emotions, the experience, all the difficulty, all the stuff, and all of a sudden have your house divided by stepping in? And you only do it when you are not intentionally being vigilant to guard your heart against it. That's how it happens. So, Barb, you got to have a plan. It's like, you know, we would tell our kids, you got to have a plan before you go on that date what you're going to do. If a guy, you know, begins to initiate something that's crossing a boundary, you don't make that decision in the midst of it. You make that decision before you step in the room.
Well said. Can we go to guardrail number two?
Yeah. Well, guardrail number two is you got to have an extreme caution with other women. And you know, some people, Barb, will put this into a legalistic perspective. I'm not suggesting that. I mean, there are women in our lives, you know, your life and my life, you know, that if I see him, hey, I give him a little, you know, kind of a side hug or something, or pat him on the back. But every time I do that over the years, I've envisioned you or our daughter, Sarah or Missy, at all stages of their life, being in the room, or my mom when she was alive, being in the room and watching me do that and be able to give me a thumbs up on that. In other words, if I'm being gracious or, you know, comforting or honoring, that's fine, then all the women in my life would not have a second thought that that was an appropriate thing to do. Now, what if one of those women in my life, including you, do have a second thought? And that's where a guy begins to erode through self-deception what's appropriate and what's inappropriate. And so it's lingering too long in eye contact with a woman. That's part of an extreme caution with other women. Because Proverbs 5, verses 3 through 11, this is where Solomon describes the adulteress whose lips drip with honey. And he has one clear message: keep a path far from her. And Barb, sometimes it starts with the eye contact. Sometimes it starts with a lingering hug. You know, sometimes it starts with, you know, laughter or connection or the, you know, the touching of the arm. This thing begins, you know, often in a very subtle way that can be explained as appropriate when it's not appropriate. And the other thing I love to talk about at conferences is when a woman would come up to me at an event and say, I have a question for you. And if it started to get into murky waters, at least for Gary Rosberg, I would say, well, talk to Barb about that. And my litmus test, and it didn't happen often, but it would be, well, you know, Gary, I'd rather hear from you than from Barb. That's when, you know, a guy needs to beat a path and get out of there. It's like when Joseph ran from Potiphar's wife. You know, that's when all of a sudden you're beginning to have your radar. If you're listening to your radar and paying attention to your radar, you know, it starts pinging all over the place and you need to run, son. You need to get out of there. And if a woman is saying, well, I'd rather talk to you, that's the woman you don't want to talk to. So, and I'm not saying be dishonoring. I'm not saying be disrespectful. But some guys have even gone so far as to say, well, I don't want to hurt her feelings. Well, you know what? Put your wife in that room, your kids in that room, your legacy in that room, your life story in that room. That's what you don't want to violate.
So, Gary, when a guy is being charmed by probably a very beautiful woman, a very flirtatious woman, and it's meeting a lot of his, you know, wow, I'm an attractive guy needs. So that even might be subtle to a guy that he's kind of getting lured away from his wife.
Yeah, I remember one time we were on an airplane late at night. And a guy walks up to me in the terminal and says, I cannot believe Gary Rosberg is in this terminal. God sent you, because on my first leg, and he was going to join us on the flight back to Des Moines. On my first leg, I sat next to a gal and I gave in to the seduction of my temptation. And Rosberg, clearly nothing happened on the plane, but we were on our way. And I've heard you teach on this issue, and who shows up on the same airplane late at night flying back to Des Moines, Iowa? But you, God sent you. And thank you, because you've just given me a wake-up call in order to guard my own heart and to guard the heart of my marriage.
So when a guy's being pulled away and he knows he's being seduced, he's getting all the chemical good feelings from it,
yeah,
how can he best anchor into a relationship with his wife to bring him back to normal?
He needs to tell her about it. And Barb, when he tells her about it, he's going to have a bad day. He's going to have a bad hour. I mean, he's going to have a tough discussion. But he needs to tell her. And if he is tempted, or some other gal is subtly initiating something, and we don't need to go, you know, offend the other woman or call her husband or, you know, bring before the church council. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying it happens within the sanctity of a biblical marriage between a husband and a wife, their relationship with Christ, where a guy ponies up in humility and says, you know what, sweetheart, I just need to tell you something. This look, this touch, this activity, this discussion, it didn't go from 2 to 12. It went from 2 to 3 or 1 to 2. And you know what? I don't even want to go from 1 to 2, because the scripture says I don't even want a hint of this stuff. I want to flee and be a man that God uses, because I want to be blessed. This isn't about getting caught, guys. This is about being willing to release your own stuff so that Jesus Christ can be honored in your life. It's all about guarding your heart. We're going to come back with part 3 next time. We're the Rosbergs. If you want to check out the book, Guard Your Heart Men's Edition, go to AmericasFamilyCoaches.com.